bit. Bye-bye.
This is your Orioles Radio Network Game Rewind.
All right, Orioles back home, and now they go from Red Sox to White Sox. Tonight, open a three-game set against the Chicago White Sox. In Boston last night, they played a baseball game, and guess what? There was no anger. There were no ejections. There were no beanballs, no arguments, just a baseball game, and the Orioles won that game 8-3. So tonight, looking for a second consecutive victory. In a moment, Buck Showalter on the Orioles Radio Network.
Rocco Botco here with Orioles manager Buck Showalter on tonight's Manager's Report. Club finally made it back home. Buck, are you confident at all that the focus now finally can go back to the players on the field and the games here?
Well, the focus has been on a game with our guys, you know, if they're allowed to not have to deal with other issues. So, you know, some things are self-inflicted, some are inflicted other ways you deal with it, and it's part of playing up here. I was trying to tell the Boston media, you know, that they don't have a corner on that stuff. You know, we have a lot of emotion, drama in New York and Toronto and Tampa. I mean, it's just part of the gig up here, and it may happen, you know, for whatever reason. You have to deal with it, and our guys dealt with it real well. Came close to winning both series, but, you know, we move on. We're only home for 5 days, and we're back out for 8, so no rest, really, mentally or emotionally. There's another challenge around the corner, and you just can't get involved in a small snippet of the season while everybody around you thinks it's the only thing that matters.
I know you just play the hand that's dealt you, but is it good to get out of the division for a little bit? Because your schedules have been so heavy on AL East, and I assume that presents separate challenges.
Well, you know, one of the problems, I don't want to say problems, one of the challenges is, you know, we play them all spring training long. You play them the whole month of April just about. Your minor league teams play each other every league almost. I mean, there's a real familiarity. And it's why, you know, marriages are long, are tough. You know, road trips are good because, you know, the challenges of being up underneath everybody 24 hours a day. So we, but, you know, unfortunately got the White Sox coming in here having a great year, really dynamic pitching staff. They're leading American League in ERA, and they're really good, and we have to be ready.
Machado hit 4 home runs on the trip, 3 in Boston. It'd probably be smart for teams to stop poking the bear. Are you proud of the way he handled the situation in Boston by kind of just taking it out on them by hitting 466-foot home runs?
Well, that's the only voice you really have when it comes to it. You know, everything else is kind of out of your control, the picture they paint by a lot of people who really don't know. So, you know, I try to keep that in mind. Manny, you know, he's a human being. He has emotions. And for anybody that has walked in his shoes, speak up, because you haven't. And, you know, his teammates and I and the staff are in full support of the challenges that that he's had to deal with.
Rocco Botco back with Orioles manager Buck Showalter on tonight's Manager's Report. Our old friend Miguel Gonzalez on the mound tonight for the White Sox. Do you feel like you have a pretty good handle on what you can expect from him and what makes him so effective?
Well, I think so. But if he's carrying those pitches, it's going to be real tough. I mean, we knew that. There's a lot of thought that goes into it. But, you know, he's a good pitcher. We saw him pitch real well here. He's having a good year for them. And we wish him well. We love the guy. He's a super human being and a good teammate. Just hope he does it after he leaves here.
Wade Miley starting for the Orioles. Off to a really nice start, but you look at his walk totals, 7-0-1, 6-5. What causes these fluctuations? And is it impressive that he's still having as good a start as he is, despite 3 starts with 7, 6, and 5 walks?
Well, if you really look at how he walks, guys, it's not a guy that doesn't have command. And yeah, I would challenge you to take a look at who he's walking, and it might paint a little different picture.
Sunday starter, is it going to definitely be Chris Tillman, or there's still things you're looking at?
The only thing that would keep him from starting Sunday is his work day today, which is going on as we speak, and if that's fine, he's ready to go. And we're looking forward to getting him back.
I know there was a big emphasis on pitching depth. Has that really come into play here early on? I mean, look at what you got from Asher, Aquino, and then Tyler last night.
Without a doubt. You know, it's something we thought we had a chance to be better at, especially with the optional ability. You know, we're probably going to have to make another move today to make sure we're covered. But, you know, we're always going to, you know, it comes from that, you know, got to know who you are and know how you have to do it. And don't sit around and, you know, obviously – every team faces a challenge from a pitching department. You know, we had some things that were not self-inflicted, so we had to make some adjustments. But, you know, I'm real proud of the depth so far.
Thank you, Buck. Let's take it back upstairs to Joe Angel.
All right, Rock. Well, Jim Hunter is back on television. I know that because he told me. And so with that in mind, this weekend we have a special guest in the booth. My former broadcasting partner, Fred Manfra. Remember him? Fred Manfra, he has come out of retirement. He's going to broadcast a couple games here this weekend. Orioles, see, I'm getting all choked up. Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. So we look forward to it. The big boy back in the booth. And in a moment, Fred Manfra will continue our warm-up show right after this.
The birds are back home. Time for some home cooking, sleeping in one's own bed, and opening up a three-game series tonight with the Chicago White Sox. We're going to visit with Greg Bader after these messages.
Well, welcome back to the Great Clips warm-up show. And our guest today is Greg Bader. And Greg, of course, we used to visit an awful lot when I was here every day. And we have one thing to say. The Orioles came back in one piece, Greg, and they had a pretty good road trip given all circumstances.
It was certainly one of the more eventful trips we've had in recent memory. To come away 3-4 with everything that went on, I think the club has to be at least pleased with the results, although not satisfied. But now we have a little bit of home cooking for a few games. So that'll be exciting.
And no injuries occurred in Boston with I've never seen a series quite like that on a sustained four-game setup where you had the acrimony between the ball clubs.
It was certainly intense, I will not pile on with my comments about what happened, but I like our guys, and I'm glad of how the Orioles handled themselves over the last few weeks with respect to that situation.
Manny Machado especially, he has grown as a young man, and his maturity was shown in Boston.
He definitely was able to keep his composure and represent this city proudly in terms of his response on the field. We're obviously grateful for that, because having Manny in the lineup is going to be a very important part of the successes we have this season.
Now, the homestand coming up. The Orioles have the White Sox in for three, and then the Nationals in town. Nationals playing great ball. But as you overlook the month of May, this is a great month for fans, not only for what goes on the field, but when they come through the turnstiles, what they have available to them. It's terrific.
Yeah, this is kind of where our promotional schedule really starts to kick in. And this homestand alone, we have three out of the five games being giveaways. We have student night on Friday, and we have a Kids Run the Bases on Sunday. So there's something going on every day. First and foremost, tomorrow night against the White Sox, the first 20,000 fans, 15 and over, will receive an Orioles tote bag presented by MLB Network. And images are available online and on our social media platforms to be able to see exactly what you're getting, but it's a really nice bag. Monday against the Nationals, Trey Mancini t-shirt. Hopefully Trey will get hot this weekend leading into Monday. Hopefully he'll be in the lineup on Monday and have a big day, but all fans this year get all the t-shirts. So anytime you see that we're giving away a t-shirt, know that every fan in attendance is getting one. And then lastly is Tuesday's game against the Nationals. We're doing a Birdland yard flag. We had a really popular home giveaway earlier this year when we gave away a welcome mat. This is kind of the same type of thing for outside your home. Show your pride, your Birdland pride, with this nice yard flag that goes to the first 20,000 fans, 15 and over.
Now, I saw a notification came out just a couple of days ago. It said, get your tickets and get ready to go play catch on the field for Father's Day. But you told me something that was amazing. That's already sold out, at least playing catch on the field.
It is. We warned everyone. I think sometimes when people hear we expect this to sell out quickly, it means, oh, there's plenty of seats. Unfortunately, there are only 450 spots available, and we sold them out in less than 24 hours. So if you were looking to play catch on the field, we appreciate it. But unfortunately, that is sold out for this year. The good news is we've raised about $20,000 for charity, and the better news is we hope to continue this in future years. As far as Father's Day, though, we do still have tickets for the game. The Cardinals are in town, which I think is an exciting matchup on that Friday, Saturday, Sunday, June 16th to the 18th. And fans that are 15 and over on the Sunday Father's Day will receive this Orioles grayscale cap, which is a nice cap for fans of any age, really. And, we hope that even though the Father's Day catch portion is sold out, that we'll still have a nice large crowd that day.
Also coming to Baltimore this year, the Cubs. And there are a lot of Cubs fans, so that's going to be an interesting time being here at Oriole Park with those Cubbies fans battling the Orioles fans. And I don't mean that literally. I mean that figuratively, enjoying baseball here at the Yards.
If anybody's been paying attention to the Cubs traveling this year, you can see that their fans are all over the place. So they're either traveling really well, or Cubs fans from throughout the country are finally proving that they are Cubs fans and coming out of the woodwork. But whatever the case may be, the fact that the Cubs so rarely come to Camden Yards, this is going to be a very hot ticket. If you are an Orioles fan and you want to come to this series in July against the Cubs, it's a weekend, get your tickets now. You are going to get shut out if you don't act now. And the secondary market tickets are going to be very expensive because Chicago fans are going to be willing to pay top dollar to come here. So please, if you're an Orioles fan, we want to see lots of orange in July. Don't think you have weeks and months to wait. Act now.
Well, you warned everybody about the Father's Day catch on the field. Get your tickets soon for that. And it sold out just like that. The Cubs coming to town. It's going to be a lot of exciting baseball here in Baltimore.
It is. And I think if this first month is any indication, the product on the field is going to be extremely entertaining. And the experiences at the ballpark are going to be memorable. And that's what the most important takeaway is, I think, from coming to a game at Camden Yards, is that you were proud to be there. You were excited to bring your children, your family, not fearing that anything might happen. It's a safe, family-friendly environment, and that's why we're so proud to play at Oriole Park at Camden Yards.
Well, here tonight at Camden Yards, first of three with the White Sox. This is Fred Manfred inviting you to stay tuned for Orioles baseball.
Matt, hello again, baseball fans. Joe Angel with Fred Manfred back at Camden Yards. How about this ball game tonight, huh? Yeah, but the Orioles, what the heck is going on with the stuff that's happening early in games? A couple of days ago, Kevin Gausman tossed by the umpire right away. Adam Jones tossed in the middle of the game. And tonight, Wade Miley began his game. He got a big double play ball in the first inning. But then, Fred, all of a sudden, a couple of shots hit right back up the middle. And on both of them, Miley just could not avoid contact. And eventually, Buck Showalter came out and really had to take him out of the game.
Yeah, it took him out of the game. And they say you don't know what you're going to see at the ballpark. I've never seen that happen before. You said in, 40 years you've never seen back-to-back hitters bang a ball off a pitcher. Miley had to leave, but that set the stage for Gabriel Ynoa to be a star of the game tonight.
Yeah, really, that was the story.
Yeah.
Ynoa came out of the bullpen, and Fred, man, he was pretty good.
Well, he went six scoreless innings. And here's a guy that had no idea that he was going to be pitching tonight, picks up his second major league victory, one out of the bullpen for the Mets last August. Also another story in the ballgame, and I'm sure he feels good about it, is Chris Davis getting three hits, including his first home run since mid-April.
Of course, now the other story tonight was in that ninth inning when Brad Brock, in a 4-1 game, a save situation, it was not Britton who came in to pitch. It was Brad Brock. And even when Brad got into a little difficulty, Britton never warmed up. And so you have to wonder, we may find out with Buck Showalter after the game here tonight, exactly what the situation is with Zach Britton.
Yeah, kind of a curious situation because Zach, coming off the disabled list, pitching a couple of times, you just hope it's nothing that's gone wrong again for the Oriole closer.
And here's a situation, too, where Buck Showalter, again, late in the ballgame, and boy, he loves a five-man bench. He's able to make some defensive maneuvers, and again, he did it tonight when he brought in Rickard early, and then Gentry also came on to play defense. And there was Rickard, who came on for defensive purposes, and yet, Fred, it was Joy Rickard who had the big hit that actually provided the Orioles tonight with their winning margin.
Yeah, an RBI double in that two-run eighth inning that allowed the Orioles to get some breathing room, and they needed it against the White Sox.
Well, we told you about what happened to Wade Miley in the first inning. Well, here it is. We're going to recreate it for you. With two outs and the bases empty, Abreu came up to swing a bat. 1-1 delivery is a fastball hit right off of Miley, and the ball ricochets out to right field. It got him on the lower left arm, it looked like. That ball hit wickedly right back up the middle, and immediately Brian Ebel comes out to take a look. Roger McDowell is out there. It looked like it got him on the lower part of his throwing arm. It looks like Miley's going to be okay. At least for now. Buck Showalter and Roger McDowell and Brian Ebel all just now getting back inside the Oriole dugout. So for the moment, they dodged a bullet. Yep, for the moment, they dodged a bullet. For the moment, because Avisaíl Garcia came up to hit next. And there's another line drive, and again Miley got hit. And again the ball kind of ricochets, this time not as far, as it trickles out toward the infield dirt on that right side. That's amazing. Back-to-back batters, and a ball hit right back up the middle, and on each occasion, the ball ricochets off of Wade Miley. Yeah, he took a beating, and he tried to keep on ticking, but Buck Showalter came out. He took him out of the game. That's when Gabriel Ynoa came out of the bullpen, and he got Davidson on a foul ball out to retire the side. But Miley was gone, and Ynoa had taken over. Then at the bottom of the first inning, against Miguel Gonzalez, Smith an infield single. And then with two outs, Davis got a base on balls. And then Trumbo, he singled to load the bases for Jonathan Scope. And now the 1-2 to Scope. Check swing, the ball hits him. It hit him. That ball ran in. It got him on the wrist. It'll be a hit batsman. Smith comes in from third to make it a 1-0 Baltimore lead on a bases-loaded hit batsman. How about that? Scope picks up a painful RBI. Orioles had a 1-0 lead. Stayed that way until the third with two outs and the bases empty.
The 2-2 delivery with two gone. High fly ball deep to left center field. This one's way back. It's going, gone. Home run. Chris Davis. The Orioles lead 2-0. Davis with home run number 4 this season, going well out over the State Farm sign.
How about that? Chris Davis, the big fella, his first home run in about 63 at-bats. Orioles had that 2-0 lead. Meanwhile, Ynoa got three outs in the second. He gave up a two-out double in the third, but there was no damage. Came back with a 1-2-3 fourth. And then in the fifth inning, got two outs and the bases empty. He gave up back-to-back singles. But then Abreu came up to hit. The 2-2 pitch on the way. Bang! And a miss. He got him. He got him on a breaking ball. And it was down that away. Ynoa picks up a big strikeout. And the White Sox leave a couple of base runners in the fifth. Nicely done. You know him, you love him, you know him. Good job out of the bullpen. Came back in the sixth inning, and he got him 1-2-3. Now, he did come out for the seventh inning with that 2-0 lead. He gave up a leadoff single to Willie Garcia. But then he got Narvaez into a double play ball. That's when Leudy Garcia came up to hit, and that's when Ynoa would leave the game.
Bouncing ball up the middle, base hit for the ninth place hitter, Garcia. Second hit given up this inning by Ynoa, but he got that double play ball. And now here comes Buck, and Ynoa with 101 pitches tonight will receive quite an ovation from the fans here in the first game of the homestand, many of them starting to rise. He came on in the first inning after back-to-back hitters hit balls up the middle and off the pitcher Wade Miley. Ynoa heading to the first base side dugout. The fans there behind that dugout, standing ovation for the right-hander.
Yeah, and well-deserved. Ynoa would leave the game. Now, the White Sox did get a run against Stefan Crichton in the eighth inning. But then, in the bottom of the eighth inning, that's when the Orioles really put the game away. One out, bases empty. Chris Davis, a base hit. Davis tonight went 3-for-3 with a home run and a base on balls. Trumbo then would single. Then it was a pitching change. And after Scope popped out, that's when Rickard, who had come out of the ballgame defensively earlier, well, he came through with the bat. Rickard digs in. And the 2-1 delivery. Rickard hits it to deep left. Back in the corner. Melky, he's not going to get to it. It bounces up against the wall. Davis is in. Trumbo being held up at third base. So for Rickard, that's a double to pick up a big RBI in the bottom of the eighth inning. It is now 3-1 Baltimore. Yeah, a big run right there to give the Orioles a little more cushion in the bottom of the eighth inning. They would get one more on an error by the shortstop, Anderson. And Brock came out to pitch in the top of the ninth inning in a 4-1 game. Even though it was a save situation, Brock would pitch to try to get the final three outs. Well, Narvaez, a leadoff single. And then Garcia, he would single, and the White Sox had two aboard with nobody out. After a couple of force outs, the White Sox had come a run closer to make it 4-2. Abreu came up to hit with two men on base, the dangerous Abreu, and Brock eventually would end the game. Brock on the rubber takes a look, and the right-hander says yes. He's ready. He delivers. Fly ball, right center. Adam Jones on the run. On the run, he's going to get there. He's going to make the catch. Orioles back home. And on Cinco de Mayo, Los Orioles están en la columna Victoria. I think that means in the win column. It does. I'm not sure. It does. Take it from me. And Fred Manfred, he's got Buck Showalter when we continue with the postgame show on the Orioles Radio Network.
Question with Brad Brock coming out to pick up the save and not Zach Britton. Is there anything wrong with Zach Britton? Well, we'll find out now as we listen to Buck Showalter.
You know, every night before we leave my office, Roger and I and Alan, I've done it for years. We sit down and we go over the bullpen and say, okay, this guy gets, this guy gets hit with a line drive, first pitch, where are we going? And the answer yesterday, as we got on the plane, was Yanoa. And you had thrown 100 pitches last time out. So, you know, it's one thing to be available to pitch long. It's another thing to be effective enough to pitch long, which he was.
Well, it seems like the last week or so, you guys have had a lot of different guys step up. Tyler Wilson, Alec Asher, you know. I mean, does that kind of speak to the depth?
And
that
I hope
these
so.
Guys just taking the opportunity? And
really I hope moving? So. You know, we talked to them in the spring. It's great to be able to tell them things in the spring that come to pass. And, it's guys know they're going to get an opportunity, and you know, they're ready to take advantage of it. It's been big for us so far.
What's the injury? Was the second one just the one that did it because they?
No, I got to tell you, I should have taken him out after the first one. I regret that. I told the trainer afterwards, but he threw the ball well, warming up again, and you know, just didn't like the risk reward there.
Is it considered a day to day or?
The X-ray here was negative, but we didn't take an X-ray of his buttocks. Now it's funny. I was going out there, and the second time he goes, Buck, I'm all right. Hit me in the. Can I say ass? Hit me in the ass. I've seen your rear, and that's what I'm worried about. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see.
Buck, was Zach unavailable tonight?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Any recurrence of the problem he had, or just unavailable from how much he's pitched?
Yes, some recurrence of what he had.
So what's the next step with Zach?
There's some talk about what the next step to take with him. He woke up this morning, felt it. Felt some discomfort this morning, or I guess during the, we call it the night when you're going to bed at 4, and came in today. It got a little better as the day went on, but we're trying to decide what our next step is.
Do you anticipate, since Yanoa pitched length, that you're going to, and the issue with Zach, that you're going to have to make a move for tomorrow?
Yes. I just think that, it's like that conversation I had to have with Tyler Wilson today. Hey, nice going. I said, you know what your reward for that was? He says, a plane ride. I said, but, I was talking to Dan on the bat phone between innings up to where he sits for the game. And, we were talking about some things before the game and after the game and during the game. I haven't talked after the game yet. So we got some things in place and in the movement.
How much different is it for those guys to be sent down on a high rather than because of poor performance?
Yeah, we know when they're going to start. And it's like Asher, and it's like Tyler, and probably like Yanoa. And, we have to keep the pieces healthy and keep being able to present. You never know what's going to happen. You may think someone's really pitching well, and all of a sudden something happens, and you better be ready to cover it every night. Because when you say, oh, okay, we'll try to skirt through tonight, it seems to always bite you. And then you pay the price for a long time, very much like what happened with Boston. A lot of this has been some of that.
Mike said yesterday that he spent every day down in Norfolk working on a slider with Mike Griffin before games, bullpens. Did you see the difference now and spring?
When he comes in like that, I'm always – I don't agree with the rule that the guy should warm up on the field. I've been a stickler for that. They should be able to warm up down in the bullpen. It's the only time that the other team gets to see a guy warm up from start to finish. And it's a competitive disadvantage for pitchers. And also with young pitchers especially, they feel rushed. I don't care how much you tell them to take your time. You got everybody standing there waiting for you to get ready. And I thought we ran into a little bit with Blyer over in Boston. I don't think he was quite ready. And so I was hoping that he could get that first out, get it under his belt where he could. I'm not sure if Roger took him up, but he, it's just a bad rule. I know that they say it because you got to have action on the field, but most people are either going to the bathroom or going to get something to drink. It's not exactly entertainment to watching a guy warm up, I don't think. I'd have to. That's, remember years ago when they used to have the rubber and the mound and the plate in front of the dugouts? Mm-hmm. Are y'all too young for that? Used to warm up right there. Remember, I know at Bobby Maduro over in Miami, they used to do it there.
Back to Zach for 1 second. Will there be, I mean, do you have any tests or anything scheduled?
He took an MRI tonight at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
I know that was set up. And then how we proceed probably be derived from those findings. Just compare it with the one he just took.
And it's the same
risk. Same forearm strain, I think. Yeah, that's what I was told. I talked with Zach today and Dr. Jacobs and Richie and Roger and just trying to gather all the information, decide which direction to go.
Tillman's still on track for Sunday.
Sunday he'll start. Went well in his work day today. You know, keep in mind that we can't bring a guy back unless he's been down there 10 days or there's a DL. So if you need two, you're going to have some challenges. Pardon?
No, was it his hamstring?
Said it was cramp.
Cramp?
Yeah.
So that wouldn't possibly be a DL?
We'll see. RJ called us during the game about holding somebody out. That's a good AAA manager. He must have known. I know Dan had already called down there, I think. We good?
Thank you.
Now, some bad news. We'll see how things progress with Zach Britton, but the MRI this afternoon, and we'll see how that goes for the spectacular Orioles closer, guy who I thought should have won the Cy Young last year in the American League, but we'll wait and see and find out what tomorrow brings.